some of the station managers were made these offers last March by Bessie Wash, and it's been like a stand offer. Whenever you leave, you know, this is what you get. And I guess Garland decided that he better leave before the board meeting in case the board decides somehow to cancel his offers. Now I understand why he resigned before the board meeting, not afterwards. But I understand that there is one station manager over in Los Angeles, Mark Shubb, who's still insisting he's owed on 9 months severance, 24 weeks vacation, 9 months COBRA, a laptop computer, additional accrued vacation. This guy's only worked at Pacifica for 6 years. I mean, now, you know, I've worked in corporate America for in major for-profit companies for years, and your average severance, if you're lucky at a company, is 2 weeks for every year worked. If they decide to sweeten it because they're trying to get older workers to retire, they might give you a little more. But the idea that you would get like 9 months pay for 5 years work is like astounding. But this is the kind of stuff that was going on. And I'm talking about for-profit companies that actually had the money to make these kinds of offers, not a non-profit like Pacifica that's always struggling.